Well, let's see how much time we have, a little bit of time to speak today with Howard Falco, who is an international speaker, author, self-empowerment expert. He's here to talk about his book, Time in a Bottle, Mastering the Experience of Life. Howard, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it this morning.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me on, Bruce.
So time in a bottle. Are we talking about time management, or is this a bigger kind of aspect of time and how it relates to our life?
Yeah, it's a little bit deeper, a little different way to look at exactly that, how time relates to our lives from a different perspective.
Now, I understand there are some sort of beliefs we have about time, which you say are not always correct. What are some of the things we think about time that affect our daily life?
Well, I think the bigger concept that time is something that eventually runs out is what adds a tremendous amount of pressure sometimes to our life that works against us and what we're trying to create rather than with us. So coming to an understanding that time may not run out and we may have enough time to get what we want done eventually if we'll just relax more into the process and trust life more.
So what we're saying is when we start something, we always feel like we have a limited time to get it done, and then we talk ourselves out to why it couldn't get done in that length of time, and we're wasting time thinking about it instead of doing it.
That's exactly right. Well, and regret can be a big part of that because that sticks us in time, too. It sticks us in the past, which is not the present. And all our creativity happens in the present. That's when we're most powerful. So any way we can learn information that helps us to be more present in our daily lives really helps us to speed up time as it relates to what we're trying to create. And it also allows us to be more present to see the magnificent way that life works with us in bringing us the information that we need in order to create the conditions that will allow what we want to happen in our lives to occur. So there's a great, really elegant process that's happening when we open our eyes a little bit bigger to see it.
In your book, you talk about time sickness epidemic. What is that?
Well, I think we've been conditioned to be so busy in our lives, and the way our economy works, it seems like we're always on a treadmill that we can't seem to get off of. And, of course, with social media, that has really taken a lot of our energy and time away from us because we're flooded and inundated with data 24/7. So that can put a lot of stress on us. So a new way of looking at it, a new way of experiencing it, a new way of relaxing into it where we don't feel like if we don't check our phone in the next hour that the world isn't going to end, I think can greatly help our state of mind. And our state of mind is a huge key to how life unfolds for us because we're sending out an energy, whether we believe it or not, in every moment. And the more relaxed and the more peaceful that energy can be, the more life will work with us.
Is this kind of a generational thing? In other words, young folks in particular spend a lot more time, I think, with social media. And here we have the problems with time and time management and stress.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think with the digital revolution and the way data comes in, a lot of the younger generation is very conditioned to take in information. And I believe that causes quite a bit of disconnect where people aren't feeling as connected to life in the way that we used to generations ago, where we felt more, even going back, if you go back hundreds of years, the way maybe the Indians felt connected to the land. In our capitalistic society, we become very disconnected to so much of the richness of life and the beauty and the elegance and the flow of it. And it doesn't mean we have to abandon capitalism or the economy or the way we take in information, but if we can weave that in with a deeper understanding, a greater level of consciousness or awareness about it, it has the power to do wonders in our life as it relates to the quality of our life.
We're talking today with Howard Falco, the author of Time in a Bottle, Mastering the Experience of Life. Are there some steps or, I guess, anything we need to do to change our habits? We have to get into a new habit. What kind of techniques do you have for us to kind of start experiencing a better life in the time?
Well, self-awareness is really the greatest path to doing it. And it's all about getting more present. And a lot of different ways that people have learned how to do this, either through meditation or breathing. But the place that I go to this is sort of understanding some concepts that keep us out of the present moment. Like regret is a big one, getting over that and just accepting the truth that you were who you were. But the beauty that I've learned is that you get to decide who you want to be in this moment. So you really don't have to worry about what's happened up to this point. Just learn from it and move on. and not to fear the future so much, because you don't know what's going to happen in your next moments. There is an infinite number of possibilities that can occur. And when we get into pain and suffering, it's because we focused on one of the worst scenarios that we could possibly think of, because that's what fear drives us at. So being willing to open up to a more optimistic mindset on what's possible in the future, and then tying that with this acceptance of the self, where you can open up yourself to more possibility and belief in your own self. And I think that can really build a sense of confidence that things will be okay, and I just need to focus on what I'm doing today and move forward from this moment and set my sights on what I want to achieve, go about it every day, and do the best I can to let life bring me the information that it is bringing you in every single moment, including this one. And it's amazing what we begin to see in our reality on a daily basis.
Will we have another impact on other people if we start doing this, or do we need other people to be on board with our sort of same experience?
Wow, that's a great point. And no, you don't need anybody else to be on board. That's the beauty of it. You will have an effect. You'll have a beautiful effect on them, because the better the state of mind you're in, the more calm, the more peaceful you are, you have this incredible effect on other people with your energy, more than you can ever imagine. And so as you become more aware of that and more loving and accepting with your own self as you go through life, you start to affect the universe of people around you. And that's how the ripples go out. And, you know, not to sound too idealistic, but that's truly how the world changes, one person at a time, but it begins and ends with you.
You know, you have a lot of quotes in here from famous people relating to time, how someone say Thomas Edison has the one about it's the only capital that any human being has, can't really afford to lose. Other people would trade time for that. Is time and life, is that the same, or is it kind of different as far as, you know, how much life we have, how much time we have?
Yeah, well, no one's ever told us how much time there really is. I mean, we see the birth and death of things around us, but we don't really know if there's an end. And worrying about it actually robs us of the moments that we do have right now, which is very ironic. We fear an end, and yet it takes away from the life we have. So that's why anytime there's a sudden passing of a loved one or we go through the experience of that, I think the biggest message that I take away is the gratitude that I have for being here now and being able to use this incredibly beautiful gift to move forward and to touch lives and to create from the biggest version I can create of myself. And then trust the process. Trust that life is always trying to get us the information we need at the right time. And when we're that present, we really get into a beautiful flow and a beautiful elegance, and time seems to disappear.
We sometimes get into a sense of worrying about what's happening next. We forget what's happening now, and someone will say, did you see that? Did you notice this? And you're thinking, when did it happen? I was here, and I didn't see the same thing. And I guess that's a sort of a quick indication of maybe not being connected to the moment.
That's exactly right. When we're not present, our memory doesn't work very well because we're not absorbing the information. So your memory is a good indication of whether or not you've been present to the moment and absorbing what's happening now.
And maybe that's why also sometimes things will say time flies, because we're doing things that kind of move us forward, and we're not so occupied as to how long it's taking us. It's just happening in the process.
Exactly. It's very relative to our intention and what we're really fulfilled by. I've got a funny quote in the book. It's called Zal's Second Law, and it says, how long a minute is depends on which side of the bathroom door you're on. So it's very interesting the way time is very relativistic in that sense.
It seems, though, over time, pun intended, I guess, we always want to either harness time, tell us what time it is. You know, we have the sun that kind of reminds us of the time, clocks everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's all sort of, there's sort of an obsession we have with time, though, as well. It's been going on for ages.
No question. And when we create, we need to be on a certain schedule in order to get things done. I guess what is really hits home in the book is it's the approach. It's the state of mind that you take through the process with yourself and with your circumstance that really determines how quickly or how long it takes for what you really want to happen to occur. And when we're worried, so worried about time running out that we're not present, we actually extend time and it takes longer. When we're more trusting, when we're more loving with ourselves, when we're more appreciative, time seems to flow and time sort of collapses as it relates to what we're really looking to achieve.
Our guest, Howard Falco, the book is called Time in a Bottle, Mastering the Experience of Life. I'm looking at the book cover, and I know you probably don't have much impact on putting that together, but they put an hourglass on there, the old-fashioned sands through the hourglass kind of thing. But yet it's kind of on a deck in which you see sort of like the water, which has sort of endless infinity. So you kind of have a sort of a compressed time as well as sort of endless time. I'll display it at once.
Right. It's a matter of perspective and what you're looking at. Are you looking at the hourglass where time looks like it might be running out, or are you looking beyond that to the bigger perspective of the infinity of time that we really have and the beautiful process of life that brought us into this very moment through endless number of years of cycles of transformation and creation.
Again, the book is called Time in a Bottle, Mastering the Experience of Life. Our guest, Howard Falco. Howard, thanks for sharing the time with us today. Appreciate it very much.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Bruce.